With the return of students to UNC campus, of course, students in Orange County and Chapel Hill Carver City Schools will be getting back underway next week, and that means fall is just about officially in the air. Joining us now by phone is Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And Mayor, first of all, thank you for joining us. Secondly, with fall coming just around the corner, what are you most looking forward to?
Hello, Aaron. Well, you know, fall is a wonderful time to be in Hillsborough. And indeed, the schools are starting to crank up. And of course, you got the community college as well as UNC and the local public schools. And tomorrow, in fact, the Orange County Schools is giving a presentation on their new strategic plan. I've had the opportunity to meet with Dr. Wirth, who's the new superintendent. So I think they're looking forward to a very good year. But as far as Hillsborough is concerned, you know, it's those fun events on the weekends. You got Last Fridays coming up through September. On September 19th, there's the Bluegrass Festival that's out of Moorfields, and then the Celebration of the Automobile that last weekend in September on the 25th and 26th, which is out at the historic Okanagan Speedway. And lots of the antique cars and some of the old NASCAR drivers. Just celebrating that place and the and the role that automobiles have played in our society, which is a nice little different twist on history in Hillsborough. So between that and just the usual good times to be outdoors and walk on Riverwalk, it's fall is a wonderful time to be in Hillsborough.
I remember this from last year. September is just such a busy time for Hillsborough. There's one big thing after another, right?
It is. Every weekend, it seems like two or three things are going on. And of course, we have, you know, several music venues from Mystery and the Whistle and the Hot Tin Roof. So there's usually some live music that's happening on the weekends and often on weekdays. And lots of good food and farmers markets, and I won't say the usual shenanigans around town. It's a fun place to be. Well, sort of these larger events like the Bluegrass Festival and like the Celebration of the Automobile.
And you mentioned Riverwalk there. I know they've got crews out there this week doing relining of the sewer around Riverwalk, but it's all still open, right?
Yes, it's still open. And actually, part of that relining has been delayed a little bit. It's like they need a little bit more lining than what they had expected. And so over the next few weeks, they'll be back and forth on the Riverwalk. We're not expecting to close down any portions of it, but we do ask people to be very careful and watch out for some construction out there. And we'll certainly temporarily close any places if we need to. But for the most part, Riverwalk should be open. Was out there last week, and there's this wonderful place where you get a beautiful vista of the river, and there were a deer out there with a fawn and a heron, and of course the usual turtles. And so it's a great place for seeing wildlife and seeing lots of your friends and neighbors as well.
You're making me jealous. I'm stuck here in this windowless room in the middle of a building.
You know, I'm walking out there almost every single morning. We have police officers here in our emergency responder folks are also just regularly walking the area. So it's a very wonderful, safe place to walk. And just there's a lot of variety of places that are shady and places that are sunny. And you'll see bicycles and kids and families. So Riverwalk is just continues to exceed our expectations about a wonderful place for the community to be and enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, speaking with Tom Stevens, mayor of Hillsborough, and you mentioned right at the very beginning of that something that sort of piqued my attention, which is that you got a chance to meet with Orange County Schools folks and talk about their strategic plan for the coming years. And I know this is something that has entered into or will continue to enter into the debate this year in Chapel Hill, especially as you got 9 people running for town council and 8 people running for school board, and they're all talking to each other sort of across races about how town council decisions affect the schools and how the school decisions affect what the town council does and what the town needs to do. What is that, and not really entering so much into the debate in Hillsborough because the Orange County School Board isn't up for election this year, but how does that enter into the discussion of what the town of Hillsborough does in terms of development? How much does the town interact with or relate with Orange County schools in terms of making sort of long-term development and growth decisions?
Well, you know, the schools sort of issue a report and have to certify about capacity in schools. We pay attention to that. And they certainly are paying close attention to the development procedures. And so, you know, to be honest, it doesn't feel like we have an enormous amount of dialogue going back and forth. But we certainly pay a lot of attention. And that is a question that has come up time and time again at the informal meetings that we've had about developments. For example, this College Ridge development and some of the other places. We've got public hearings, of course, coming up this week in Hillsboro, and we'll have some in October as well on some pretty substantial both business and residential developments, as well as the Hillsboro has a five folks who are running for three open town commissioner seats. So how development is really big on our minds, and certainly school capacity is a significant element of what's going to be. I think probably the biggest elements about that people are paying attention to is water capacity and the impact on traffic are the real headliners, but the school probably runs a close third.
All right, and Mayor Stevens, before we let you go, just getting back to the exciting events coming up in Hillsboro in September. If there's, and I know this is a hard question, but if there's one thing you're looking forward to the most about fall in Hillsboro, what is it?
Oh, the one thing that I'm looking forward to the most. Yeah, that really is hard. You know, it continues to be last Friday. The last Friday we had was just an absolute winner, knocked it out of the park. We had probably one of the largest crowds. It was a great, diverse crowd, a great band. And so I think last Fridays continue to be the real winners that bring just everybody out in the community together. So that and the combination of the arts and music is still the thing that I look forward to the most.
And the next last Friday is not this Friday, but next, right?
That's right, a week from Friday.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, and of course, I you know have my own little gallery there. So and there's lots of great art. So it seems to have expanded on the art scene. But as much as anything, it is just a time when everybody in the community gets out and really enjoys small town life. It is Hillsboro at its best.
And a lot of opportunities to head up to Hillsboro and check it out. Last Friday is only one of many. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.